Hi, this is Mela, and you're listening to Love Mela the Podcast Year 2.
Guys, paano na ako mag-move on? Paano? Hindi ko na alam. Alam niyo ba? It's been, what day is it? What date na yan? October 30. It's been 3 days, but I still haven't figured out how I'm gonna move on, and I don't even know how to go on now. Like, I don't wanna move on, and I'm gonna naman na makaka-move on din ako, but I don't want to. Like, I don't wanna move on. I don't wanna forget how their faces look like in person. Like, it doesn't do justice talaga. The pictures don't do justice, the videos don't. Like, oh my god, I feel like crying right now. Oh my god, kanina, alam nyo, sobrang sad ko kasi miss ko na talaga sila. Like, sobrang miss ko na sila. As in, parang,
the day after nung ano, as in, ang sakit ng katawan ko. Tapos, I said na mag-file ako ng C-clip kasi hindi ko talaga kayang bumangon. As in, ang sakit ng katawan ko. Ang sakit pa ng puso ko, so hindi ko talaga alam paano. And then, day after naman nung C-clip, 2 days after ng C-clip, which is today, hindi ko pa rin alam paano mag-go on. Like, every time I look at my wallpaper, which is Yeonjun, the photo I took of him, naiyok talaga ako. Like, I miss him so much. Like, I don't know even, I can't even put it to words right now. Like, kanina pa nga ako nag-ramble ng words dito, hindi ko na alam kung anong kalalabasan nito. But, oh my god, I miss TXT so much. Oh my god. Okay, sige, magkwento na lang ako. Starting from Sunday before the concert. Nung Sunday, sabi ko, okay, sige, we have 3 days to work, 3 days to endure nung walang TXT, ganyan. And then sabi ko, kasi siguro most likely Thursday pa sila dadating. Kasi yung soundcheck was 5 p.m. So, akala ko, dadating sila Thursday mismo kasi ang late nung soundcheck. But then, turns out, Monday pa lang andito na sila. So, parang syempre yung feels ko, ang lala na Monday pa lang. Like, oh my god, they're here in my country. Pero, literal na so close yet so far. Kasi in Korea naman, ano, hindi talaga uso yung parang sa Western na pwede mo silang kitain sa hotel, ganyan. So, sa Korea kasi respect their privacy talaga. So, ayan, naka-adjust naman ako kasi before kapag may Western artist na nandito, talagang pinupuntahan namin sa hotel kasi kinikita nila yung fans doon. Pero in Korea, talagang respect their privacy, which is, I totally agree rin naman. Kasi tama nga naman, tao rin naman sila. They have to have their own space and also, yeah, hintay talaga till Thursday. So, naghintay ako till Thursday. Ang dami ko pang kinailangan gawin before Thursday, which was like, tons of work. Like, siguro deliverables ko sa work hindi bababa ng 4. Tapos, sa school, may dalawa rin akong kailangan ayusin. Tapos, may deadline nga ako today. Tapos, hindi ko pa din nagagawa. Most likely, ikakram ko na lang siya later. Kasi, as in, parang alam nyo yung after ko silang makita na wala na ako ng pake sa anything. Like, alam nyo ba, nung nakita ko si Yeonjun, niyak na naman ako. Ewan ko kung i-judge nyo ako pag sinabi ko to. Pero, nung nakita ko si Yeonjun, hindi ko na maintindihan. Hindi ko mawari kung paano ako nagkagusto sa ibang tao. Like, sabi ko, niyak na naman. Oh my god, guys, I miss him so much. Like, I remember pa nung encore na, nung pinapatugtog na yung sweat. I was legit in tears already, and as in, I really didn't care anymore if people saw me na teary-eyed kasi lahat naman din kami doon naiiyak na. So that's what I loved about being there. As in, like, nagpa-flashback sa akin lahat nung I was literally at my lowest point, and then it was TXT who saved me, and then I can't believe they're in front of me already. Like, I see Yeonjun there. I used to just tell him that I love him in my dreams through photos. But then, he's there already in front of me. Also, the 4 long years who've been tearing yun yung kai. When I looked at them, I'm like, oh my god, they're real. As in, these people. I wish I could tell them face to face how much I love them and how they saved me when I was drowning. As in, like, Niyak talaga ako. Like, every time pa na yung mga favorite songs ko kinakanta, yung mga songs na help save me. Like, Runaway. Ano pa ba? Pag nagdadrama rin ako, I listen to Ghosting and Anti-Romantic. Sobra talaga, grabe. Grabe talaga. And then, nung pinatugtog na nga yung Sweat, which was TXT's song about their hard days during training and seeing them perform in such a large venue with 15,000 fans. It just feels so surreal. Like,
I'm just so, so, so proud of them. So proud of what they've achieved, everything that they've done. I'm just so, so proud that I supported them. Like, I realized that I was there. So we go, oh my god, this is the best group ever. Like, as in, every time I'm yung ba, na-conclude ka na the best group ever. Kasi every time I say na, ang pinakagwapo sa TXT is this person. And then may realize ko yung apat. Shit, they're just as good looking. They're just as talented. And that sobrang genius lang nung nag-debut sa kanila, which is Bang PD. Oh my god, thank you so much, Bang PD, for putting TXT together to create music and to be an inspiration to a lot of people, including me. It just feels so, oh my god, I don't know how to word it anymore. I'm just so, so happy, but I just, my heart is so full, like what my MOA bestie said, my heart is so full, but I feel so empty, like after, I remember the moment na they were saying goodbye already, no, paalis na sila dun sa, ano, sa venue, nung sinasara na yung LED. I'm not kidding, it was the most painful goodbye I think I had to endure ever, like, no, don't leave, as in, please don't leave, like, oh my god, I miss them so much, like, words can't even express anymore kung gaano ako ka. Masaya ako, pero sobrang miss ko na sila. Alam niyo bang, before ko to i-record, nanonood ako ng content nila ng comeback, which is a funny content, but then, natatawa pa rin ako, but then, may halong sadness na parang, oh no, it's over, like, how long am I gonna wait pa till I see them again? Like, kasi it takes a lot of time and on the handler's end, ha? On the handler's end, marami pang kailangan ayusin for them to come back here. Syempre, kailangan pa ng bagong tour, ganyan, magbibidding pa yan. So, ang dahil pang kailangan. Tas ako, I'm also working on myself. I'm studying, working and all. I have to balance my social life and all. And then, yeah, parang ang lungkot lang na yung antagal kong inhintay. Ang bilis din yung natapos, but it was so fun while it lasted. Kasi sobrang na-enjoy ko talaga yung concert. Like, being there around the people na love TXT as much as I do. And I'm just so, so happy kasi around November last year, like first week of November last year, that was when I started standing them. Like, last week of October last year, yun yung nanonood na ako ganyan. And then November, that's when I decided to support them. And then, imagine, like, wala pa 1 year, nakita ko na sila. I'm just so lucky and I'm just so thankful, so, so happy. Kasi yung ibang fans, they waited 3 years for this, pero ako 1 year lang, and lucky ako sa part na yon. But I don't know, kasi ako lang talaga seeing pa all my photos. Like, I remember pag nanonood ako ng fan cams, syempre official fan cams yon, like sa Mnet, sa M2, ganyan. But when I was watching my fan cams, sabi ko, shit, ako kumuha nito, hindi ko to kinuha somewhere, ako kumuha nito, it's mine, these are my photos, I can do whatever I want with it. And ang kinatutuwa ko pa, guys, actually ang dami ko na meet na new friends, and ang dami ko ring souvenirs, like may loser lover dollar ako, may confetti ako, tas yung royalty package namin, may lanyard, may souvenir card, may royalty ID, tas yung ticket papa frame ko din, ganyan. Tapos, I also took photos of them using my film cam, yung disposable cam ko, so I can't wait to have them scanned and printed, because I want memorabilia talaga. As in, gagawan ko talaga to ng section sa binder ko. Like, sobrang core memory. Oh my god, I can't believe. Alam nyo, nung first time ko makita sila, like, sound check, that was 5 PM, 10:27, October 27, 2022. Ah, bumbo! So, ayan. 5 PM, I remember yun just saying, what's up? And I fucking lost it. Like, I really lost it. As in, when I saw them come out of stage, oh my god, they're real people. Like, oh my god, talaga, remember talaga lahat ng mga pinagdaanan ko with them na. Na nagpa-flashback din sa akin yung mga times during July and August na I almost had no time for them because I was busy working on some things na I'd rather not disclose, but those are the things na I don't really regret. But now, naiisip ko, sana ginamit ko na lang yung oras na yun with TXT, since those times yun yung nagtutour sila sa Japan, sa Korea. So, like, yeah, pero syempre, ang mantra ko nga is no regrets. So, I think
okay na yun. Hayaan na natin yun dun. What's important is I'm with TXT again now. Like what I said on IG, funny how I never left, but I found my way back to them. Like, grabe talaga. I miss Yeonjun so much. I miss TXT so much. Like, 3 days na ako nagbabrowse ng fancams, pero hindi pa rin ako tapos, and wala akong balak atang matapos mag-edit. And forever ko na atang gagawing personality trait to na nakita ko sila up close, like barricade. Oh my god, nagfa-flashback lahat talaga, as in a random time of the day. Grabe, naiisip ko yung mukha ni Yeonjun habang tinitingnan ko siya na nandun ako sa concert venue. Sabi, oh my god, the love of my life is right in front of me. And then he's singing my favorite song. He's singing, he's gonna talaga, iyak talaga ako. As in, ito na talaga, I think ito na yung pinakamalala akong post-concert depression, kasi yung mga PCD ko before, like, ano lang na, I was just longing for the vibe again. Pero this one, I'm longing for them, I'm longing for Yeonjun, I'm longing for the vibe around me, yung moas around me nung nandun ako sa venue. Parang iba-iba talaga yung vibe, kasi you guys are singing the same song, chanting the same chants, taking the same videos and just different angles, and you're just there with the people who inspired you and who saved you. Tapos may nakita pa ako sa TikTok na ano na picture niya, video niya while Crown was being performed by TXT. Tapos sabi niya dun, that was the song that saved her from trying to end her, sorry, trigger warning, trying to end her life. So, as in, if it weren't for TXT and that song, siguro wala na daw siya na. So, tiyak talaga ako kasi nung times talaga na down ako, nung sobrang wala na akong, like, yung marami kang love pero wala kang mapagbigyan. It was TXT who were there to prove to me na, yeah, give me all your love because I'll give you all my love too. Like, our love for each other is just hindi talaga mapapantayan ng anything. As in, ang dami ko nang minahal dati, ang dami ko nang nagustuhan dati, pero I think it's TXT na talagang kaya ko ipaglaban hanggang mamatay ako. As in, they're the people who I'd take a bullet for. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, kapag ano, hindi naman sa gusto natin, no? Pero if dumating, worst comes to worst, imposible to. Pero if Yeonjun and I are in the same place, I'll do everything para ako na lang yung baril. Hindi ako nag-joke. Ganun ko siya kamahal talaga. As in, grabe. Hindi ko na ma-explain. Like, sobrang saya ko na nakita ko siya. Kasi, hindi ko akalain na this year ko matutupad halos kalahati ng mga pangarap ko last year. Like, nakapag-aral ako ulit. Na-achieve ko yung dream sweldo ko. I have my social life back again. And now, I'm back at concerts. And I'm just so, so happy right now. Pero sobrang overwhelmed ko din na parang actually hindi pa nga masyado nagsisink in. Paano pa pag nagsink in na, like, sobrang mas malungkot siguro ako na tapos na. But akala ko wala akong masyado masasabi and iiyak lang ako. Pero parang ang dami ko na palang nasabi. So, ayun. I'm so sorry. I'm so emotional right now. I just miss TXT so much. Like what I said, nung nandun ako sa concert venue, lahat nagpa-flashback sa akin. Lahat nung mga panahong sila lang yung kasama ko. Nakapag mag-isa ako sa bahay, nanonood lang ako ng content nila and I don't feel alone anymore. So, that concert meant a lot to me. Like, Act Lovesick means a lot to me talaga. Especially the one here in Manila. Like, the Seoul concert meant a lot to me also because it was their first tour and I wanted to see them achieve their goal na mag-concert, mag-world tour. So it meant a lot to me also, but this one, the one that I'm in, syempre it would mean a lot more kasi I was there. So ayun, at first I didn't, nung ano pa, ito pa medyo backstory na to, na nung nagtitry akong bumili ng ticket, iniisip ko pa kung VIP standing or royalty, kasi sa royalty kasi nandun ka sa soundcheck, may soundcheck access ka, pero sa VIP standing sa concert ka lang, but may chance ka pa rin mag-barricade. So I just chose royalty, as in bahala na talaga. That was the time pa na I was kind of struggling with my budget kasi I was waiting for bonus pa, but sabi ko, fuck it, it's TXT, I'm gonna do everything for this group. As in talaga, like, na mapag-usapan nga namin ng friend ko, parang andito na kami sa mga K-pop groups namin na as in ilalaban namin hanggang dulo. As in, yung parang makikipagdigmaan talaga kami basta masaya sila, basta ma-achieve nila lahat ng gusto nila, basta masaya sila. Oh my god, I'm not sure if sobrang baliw na pakinggan sa iba, pero sobrang grabe mahal na mahal ko talaga sila. As in, nung nakita ko si Yeonjun, nag-play sa utak ko yung sound sa TikTok na, do you ever just look at someone and realize this is what love looks like. Because Yeonjun is love. Like, he's love. He's healing. He's my love. As in, the whole group, they're the love of my life. Like, I don't even know if ano nang nakot, kinahinat na ng life ko if I didn't meet them. I don't know anymore if makakaya ko pang mag-go on nung time of my life that, like, last year, if hindi ko sila na-discover, hindi ko alam if paano ako nag-go on. But siguro kaya nga binigay sila ni Lord sa akin kasi hindi ako meant to go through life alone. Tapos kapag may lungkot ako, naalala ko, manonood lang ako ng content nila, tapos masaya na ako. Tapos nare-realize ko parang kahit ano nang pagdaanan ko sa life, okay ako and kakayanin ko kasi they're there beside me. Like, virtually, but they're there. They're in my heart. Like, they're here, guys. They're walking this path with me. We're growing together. As in, I'm just so, so happy. So, yeah. grabe. Ayun lang naman. Tangin. grabe. Miss ko na sila. As in, sobrang miss ko na sila. I'm happy na they arrived in Korea safely. Kasi kahapon na-delay yung flight. Na-cancel yung flight nila kasi may bagyo. And also, guys, please stay safe. May bagyo pala sa, hindi super dito sa Taft, but sa Cavite, malakas pala. May yung ano, yung isa kong kasama sa work, wala na pala silang electricity doon. So, hope you guys are fine. Charge your power banks, ganyan. Stay safe, please. Stay safe. And if you're privileged naman, good for you. Like, yung wala kang problem sa baha, ganyan. Enjoyin mo na lang. Siguro take this time to rest. Kasi long weekend din. But if you're struggling with yung iba, like yung may flood, praying for you guys. And I hope you stay safe, please. Okay? So, ayun. Sorry if nakikinig ka ngayon. Tapos, umiyak lang ako. So, ayun. I think, parang nasabi ko na ata lahat ng gusto kong sabihin. Sabi ko sa bestie ko, can you call? And then, are you down to call? Tapos, nasa labas pala siya. So, mag-isa na lang ako umiyak ngayon. Pero feeling ko, pag nagtawagan kami mamaya, iiyak din kami. So, wala. Yun lang naman. I'm so happy to be sharing this very vulnerable time of my life with you guys. Grabe. Medyo nahimasmasan na ako ngayon. Pero grabe yung, grabe talaga. Mahal na mahal ko TXT. So, I think na-prove ko naman na siguro yun. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Mag-edit pa ako ng pictures, ng videos, ng reels. Thank you, guys. And also, dun sa mga nag-DM sa akin, ang dami nag-DM sa akin na deserve mo yan. Na deserve mo silang makita up close. No? Ang saya-saya ko for you. Tapos, thank you, guys. Kasi alam kong kahit hindi kayo super K-pop fan, yung mga hindi makagets. Kasi may mga nagme-message pa rin sa akin na hindi sila K-pop fan, pero sobrang saya daw nila for me. So, thank you for understanding and thank you kasi nagigets nyo how important this is for me, how important the concert was for me, and it was just the best day ever. As in, like, di ba sinasabi ko dati na parang wala na akong babalikan sa past, na wala na akong babaguin, ganyan. Wala na akong babalikan na anything kasi masaya na ako nangyari yan. Pero, the concert changed me. Like, if there's any day na babalikan ko sa buhay ko, it's that day. It's that day that I saw my 5 shining stars in front of me singing all the songs that saved me last year. Just so, so thankful talaga. Thank you, Lord, kasi binigyan mo ko ng chance na makita ko sila and ma-share ko lahat ng mga pinagdadaanan ko sa life with them. Thank you talaga, Lord. Umiyak na naman. Oh, siya. Sige na, guys. Thank you so much. Mag-edit pa ako. Sige na, tama na. Mag-edit pa ako ng pictures. Mag-watermark pa ako. And may gagawin pa akong paper, putang ina. Hay nako. So, yeah. Thank you, guys, for listening. I just really wanted to share it with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And I hope if you're a K-pop fan also, if 17 fan ka na nakanood, I'm so happy you finally saw them. But if may mga K-pop fans na hindi pa nag-concert yung faves nila dito, I really hope na makita nyo na sila. Cause it's a different kind of feeling. Ibang-iba talaga. And hindi ako nagjo-joke when I said na I'm a different person now. I'm a changed woman now that I've met them. So true. I hope ma-experience nyo rin yung ganitong klaseng saya. And yeah, wala na akong masabi. Ayun lang, I just hope the happiness I felt that day, lahat ng tao makaranas ng ganong klaseng saya. Magkaiba man tayo ng rason ng happiness. Pero sana yung ganong klase ng happiness ma-experience nyo. Sana mag- nagkaroon din kayo ng times in your life na grabe yung euphoria, na yan yung parang naiiyak na kayo sa saya. Kasi yun yung best kind of tears, yung happy tears. Ayun lang guys. Thank you for listening and goodbye! Iiyak pa ako tonight. Bye!